Monster RX 93.1 presents
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, the country's favorite morning program on FM radio.
Music,
laughs,
all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10.
Your hosts, Chico, Hazel, Margie, and Rika.
The Morning Rush.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, so
complete.
Team Bai is there, complete up and at him. And it is Tuesday, the first day of the MECQ. So a lot of the stores are, you know,
not open yet.
Not
at this time,
at the usual time.
Because
remember, one of the most affected is public transport again. So you'll have to find ways to get to work.
And I think everybody's just, you know, trying to figure out
again
how to go about it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's completely understandable. But I heard that yesterday the supermarkets were packed.
Oh, my gosh.
And traffic was horrible.
And the banks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We were at the supermarket and we just missed it. When we got there, no line. By the time we left, there was a huge, long, long line.
Oh, boy.
And then all throughout the day, every time I'd pass by, I would see that the lines are long.
I wanted to go yesterday.
The banks are insane.
Oh,
like,
that's
super
a good
long
thing
lines.
I did not.
So,
yeah, actually, yeah. They told me they tried to go to the bank, and they couldn't. They went to two banks, but it was just jam-packed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm scared to go to the supermarket today because I didn't get to go this weekend. So I hope it's not too packed today.
Yeah, if you can, I guess, avoid the big ones and go to the smaller ones.
But yesterday was the other way around.
Oh.
Because in our place, you know, Marky.
Where we go to, yeah,
there's a bigger one and a smaller one. Usually the bigger one is more packed.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went yesterday, the smaller one was the one that had a line.
Oh.
And the bigger one had no line. Well, when we went in.
That's what I heard. Actually, that's what I heard from a couple of people.
Yeah,
I think Kayla went and she said that don't go.
Surprising.
The smaller one. Mm-mm.
But don't panic buy, okay? Because MECQ, you have to remember, is not as strict as ECQ.
Yes.
So these places will remain open and you can still get your essentials. I mean, you also can if it were ECQ, diba? Pero I guess it's just something about, like, you know, announcing something that just make people go, oh my gosh, I have to get my supplies. I have to be ready to hole up for, like, who knows how long. Diba? We just have
also,
that.
Also, we were all given a day to do that. Maybe that's why people are scrambling everywhere.
Even when it comes to mga quarantine pass and all that, that's what they were saying. Like, a lot of the mayors were saying, everything is, like, last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we will enforce it because a lot of people already threw away their quarantine passes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's no time for us to actually ask people to present their quarantine passes because not enough time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, worst case scenario, if they're going to enforce it, kuhaan ulit ng bago.
Which will take so much time.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you, and we are thanking The Talking Lens for suggesting it. Hashtag, wag na lang siguro. What are those statements that make you go, wag na lang siguro? For example, bakit hindi mo tanongin yung parents mo kung ano yung ingay nila sa kwarto kagabi? Wag na lang siguro.
You don't wanna know.
Wag na lang.
Yeah. Kasi just, kung, you know, let them have their fun.
Kasi kunyari kung dangerous naman or something, they would have told you already. Mm-hmm. So, wala na sila sinasabi.
And sometimes, like, let's say if it's a fight, you know, like an actual fight. You know, parang you don't wanna be asking questions also, diba? It's awkward.
Another one. Bakit di mo aminin sa asawa mo? Na-crush mo yung best friend niya.
Ay, wag na lang siguro.
Oh my God!
No, like, kahit if it's, let's say, okay, let's just, for the sake of argument, it's 100% harmless.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh,
keep that to yourself, buddy.
If he finds her pretty.
No.
Hey, you know, I believe in an open conversation.
Ah, akala ko relationship. So if,
what? What?
An open
akala
relationship?
Ko relationship.
Open conversation. Yeah. Like, if you find someone good looking, say it so that there's no issues later because at least they know.
What say you?
Yeah,
and
well, it really depends on your relationship.
No.
It really depends on your relationship.
Best friend is too close. It's fine if it's like a, if it's an acquaintance, maybe. Yeah. But your best friend, then it's going to be a little weird. Parang I feel like even without meaning to, you're going to start seeing things that aren't there. Yeah. You know, like every time your husband would like do something nice for your best friend. Like for example, kakain kayo sa labas and then your husband, I don't know, serves her whatever. Siyempre, you're going to be like, wait a minute. Right. You know what I mean? Like you're going to notice the little things that, you know, you shouldn't even look at.
Gusto ko yung,
it's
gusto
also
yung,
about being secure in the relationship, I think.
Hindi, pero gusto ko yung inflection ni Hazel. Sabi niya, like if your husband suddenly does things to your best friend.
No, it's not even that. Like I said, even if you're 100% secure, just like planting that in someone's head can, you know, do a lot of damage. Like, parang why bring paranoia into something completely harmless?
Right,
there are some things you can keep to yourself, you know? Like, why bring
makitan
it up?
Makitan ka na lang in your head.
Yeah.
It's like, I get what you're saying. It's like, it's not like you're saying you can't have a crush on the girlfriend. Just don't verbalize it. Don't say it. Don't plant that in, you know, your significant other's head.
Because I'm thinking, if it's serious, then maybe it's something that you should say because otherwise, parang it's not fair. If it's kunyari talaga, you're falling in love.
Because if you say it, then there has to be like some sort of action that follows it.
Yeah, pero kunyari super wala naman talaga.
Oh, huwag na.
Sabihin siguro.
Siguro if ano, okay, let's reverse the situation. If yung best friend mo tells you na may crush siya sa partner mo, then I think that's slightly better than the other way around.
I think so.
Yeah. Kasi parang iba yung... I don't know.
So.
Parang feeling ko lang that's slightly better.
Hindi, tsaka parang...
You can laugh about it, you know?
At better if it's immediate. Ako nga, feeling ko parang the moment ipakilala sa'yo, huy, ang hot naman ng jowa mo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
I've done that before.
It's
done
there.
That before with my best friend.
Exactly.
Like, diba, right?
Yeah.
Tapos parang ano, parang alam mo yung it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And you already know that I find your girlfriend, your boyfriend hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I'm just saying it as a fact. And you probably know it.
Yep.
Lalo na if you have a very attractive boyfriend, girlfriend. Parang, duh, obviously, you know what I mean.
Can you imagine being married to someone, just going back to the original scenario, being married to someone for, let's say, 5 years, and then they tell you, you know what, I have a crush on your best friend. You want for everyone. When did this start? Like,
that's
have you
actually
always
worse.
Felt that way?
Kaya nga better na...
Yun nga,
na,
reverse the situation.
Na, na immediate.
Or immediate, yeah.
Like, kunyari, na-meet mo yung barkada for the first time, like, uy, ang cute nung friend mo, ha? Eh, I mean, para tapos na.
Yeah.
Ganun lang siya. Tapos, I don't think you would take it as bad as opposed to like, babe, we need to talk. May crush ako sa best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Oh,
that's too serious.
It's too serious.
Too much.
Honestly, dun nga lang sa ano eh, dun nga lang sa first time mo meet yung friends, so sabihin niyo, wait, cute naman yung best friend mo or nung friends mo. This will be the last time you will see them.
Talaga? Ako naman okay lang ako pag ganun.
Actually, you'll never hear the end of it.
Basta
it will take a while na tutuksohin kita.
True.
Basta iba to mo out
get
there.
Over it.
Uh-oh. Parang it's fine. I will not like take it seriously. But I will tease you about it.
Ako, I won't. Kasi that
baka ma-develop.
Baka ma-develop. Sometimes yung mga tukso-tukso dun siya na-develop. So, wag na. Another example, wag na lang... Bakit di mo sabihin sa boss mo na wala siyang kwenta at dapat ikaw ang boss at hindi siya? Wag na lang siguro.
You know, mahirap ang panahon ngayon.
Hirap
humanap ng trabaho.
You don't wanna tell your CEO that you can do a better job.
Maybe not now.
Or you know? Yung, kung tipong Miranda Priestly yung boss mo, ay good luck.
Oh my God.
Mag-book na kayo ng resort habang mura. Mukha namang patapos na tong pandemic. Huwag na lang siguro.
You know, before the announcement of the MECQ, I was already seeing a lot of like promos.
It's crazy.
And stuff.
You know,
dami.
We have been getting emails.
Yeah.
From like yung mga resort na napuntahan namin. Mm-hmm. Yung mga Maldives, ganyan na. Super expensive, ah.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering it at like 50% off. And ano, ha, like open date. Like
wow.
Just give us money now.
We'll see.
And
like,
you can
book
use
anytime.
It whenever. Pero sabi nga ni Baby Will, parang kung bukas pa sila. Kasi
yeah.
I mean, like knock on wood.
In
as much as they would offer wonderful open-ended bookings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of establishments are closing down because of the lack of business, and that's why they're doing it desperate measures. Kasi nga, they need to have cash flow to pay their employees.
Just to be able to get by.
To keep afloat. So,
and ano ba? That move ba? They never did that before.
Never. These are super, alam mo yung medyo, di ba, high-end resort ka, you don't do promos, you don't do mga agoda, mga, kasi nga parang, ano sila, parang, we don't need that. We don't need to give you promos.
People come to us.
You have to be careful, ha? Like, when booking stuff like that these days, make sure you read the fine print. Kasi, you know, that's probably where it says kung may chance ka of refunding in case ganito, ganyan.
Pero ito talaga, yung some of the ones that we got, sobra siyang, like, come in anytime. Like, no expiration date.
Ganun. That's hardcore.
Wow.
Hardcore. And they're really, like, desperate to have cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need to do is, you have to pay now.
Yeah.
Full price. Hindi pwedeng, like, bayaran mo na siya ngayon. 50%.
Parang pass muna.
Yun nga.
Kaya nga,
wag na lang siguro, di ba?
You know, I wonder because I remember I booked something last year and it's due this year. You know, you're supposed to go to the resort this year. I wonder if they're gonna allow, I don't know, an extension.
Probably.
They should. Kasi how can you go if it's against the law?
Yeah.
And there's no flight. How the heck are you?
Maybe I should call them.
You should, yeah.
You know what? I was having a conversation with a few people in the industry yesterday, and they were talking about how Sarah and Mateo went on a trip to Amanpulo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone was initially really, really happy for them. And then there were a lot of people who started trolling them about doing this during this time.
Kasi parang honeymoon eh,
it's their honeymoon eh. Parang, you know what
I mean?
At saka, I heard it was a gift. Hindi, diba? Alam nga namang hindian mo. So, if it's a gift from, I think, one of the ninongs or something, so...
Yeah, I understand that. But like, you know, why do people have to make things so...
Exactly.
Why do you have to shame someone for going on a trip?
Yeah.
Why make it about you? Diba?
Tsaka alam ko they got the proper permit eh. Na parang, well, actually, pati yun, diba? They were like, syempre, pag ano ka, sikat ka, madaling kumuha ng permit.
Yun nga.
But, you know, like... It's a gift. Eh.
Like, you don't have to make everything about you.
Yeah.
Just let them be. Yeah. It doesn't have
to. Actually, I don't know how to feel about that also.
Tsaka, as long as they did naman everything by the book, wala naman silang shortcut or anything, then, why not? Diba? And one last example. Ligawan mo na kasi, ano ngayon kung general ang tatay, congresswoman ang nanay, MMA fighter ang kuya, at sharpshooter ang ate. Wag na lang siguro.
Wow, their entire family can go to war.
Parang no.
Can you imagine the conversation over dinner?
Right.
What will you talk about?
So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. Yung statements that make you go, wag na lang siguro. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Wag na lang siguro in all your tweets.
La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Our Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And Team Bahay, are you okay? Are you okay?
Hello.
Are you there?
I hope they're okay.
We are alive.
Good.
Good.
I'm reading the comments on the original video. You know, the one what we were talking about, tea over coffee. I'm just a little invested.
Right. How is it looking? I haven't seen it since yesterday.
Well, it's not looking good, but yeah, you guys should just read it.
Have you been researching also, Chico?
I have not yet. I'm doing the top 10 first, but once I get a couple of batches in, yes, I will check it out. Alright, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of The Talking Lens. Hashtag, wag na lang siguro. Ren Jufil says, pindutin ko kaya itong do not press this button. Wag na lang siguro.
Ayan, kaya talay minsan may mga alarm na nangyayari. You know, in our condo, like multiple times, nagkaroon ng parang alarm, like fire alarm.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what's going on? Should we leave our units? And obviously, nobody wanted to leave their units. Kasi, diba, we're all trying to stay inside. Tapos, yun, apparently, false alarm, like, it just went off, like, and they were gonna investigate sa CCTV if anybody pressed it, or, I don't know.
Sa amin kasi, what's common is, like, when people are cooking, nasiset
off trigger yung fire alarm.
Yung alarm, yung smoke detector.
Yeah.
When actually, nagluluto lang naman.
That's so, happened to me.
Common occurrence in our
and
building.
You know what? It's parang, it stayed on for like, 4 or 5 days. Yung parang red light dun sa smoke detector.
Because they have to reset it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty scary. And then malalaman mo ano lang pala. Parang yun nga. Smoke detector. Let's see. Coming from Camilo. Gusto mong malaman kung bakit kanina pa nakatingin sa iyo yung lalaking mapula ang mata dito sa loob ng MRT?
Oh my gosh.
Hala. Wag na lang kayo. Just run.
Hi.
Yeah. Ano may, lalo na now, ang dami-daming vampire shows sa Netflix. Yeah. It's crazy. There are maybe like 6, 7, 8. Pag sinama mo yung anime, talaga like, why is everything about vampires?
Kasi you know what? Vampires. Parang I don't find them particularly scary just because
what?
In all the vampire shows I watched, they're all like sexy and, you know, good looking.
Yes.
And, well, a lot of them aren't like evil. You know what I mean? Like, they're just vampires, but they have like hearts.
As a kid, that's my scariest. The monsters.
Vampires? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Of all the monsters. As a kid, I would sleep with my hot dog pillow on my neck every night.
Because ayaw mo makagat yung neck mo ng vampire.
I know. As if a pillow would stop the vampire. Pero in my head, if I put my little hot dog pillow on my neck, hindi ako kakagat.
Ang international naman ang fear mo. Wala namang, parang wala namang nababalitang vampire in the Philippines. Kasi
meron,
ako,
sa Marikina.
No.
Yes,
Totoo.
There was a Marikina, parang alam mo sa tabloids.
Mm.
Yung bilang ang dami raw namamatay na may dalawang tuldok sa neck. You know the tabloids, di ba?
For me, when I was a kid.
It was a big thing when I was a kid.
I was scared of yung aswang na lalawit daw yung dila from your kisame.
Yeah.
Parang I watched it like siguro sa somewhere when I was a kid. And I just retained the information. And somehow, takot na. So I would sleep like with a pillow on top of me thinking it would shield from the tongue of the aswang.
Yeah.
And then when I told my mom about it, she was like, hello, yung kisame mo, hindi naman parang sa bahay kubo na kayang lumusot ng tongue ng aswang.
Saka sa buntis lang yun.
Apparently, sa buntis lang yun. And number two, yun nga, kung konkreto na yung bahay nyo, parang hindi naman siguro kaya nung aswang na
saka ano, diba? Like, ako, I was so scared of the tik-tik. Kasi if it's like, yung tik-tik, the sound of that aswang is madidinig mo parang tik-tik. Like a clicking sound. Kaya siya tik-tik.
But what's a tik? Is that like a tik-balang?
No, it's an aswang. It's like okay. it's like a manananggal. Ganun din, mahaba din yung dila.
Nangangain din.
Flies, oo, in the air. Tapos, ang scary sa tik-tik, when you hear it ng malakas, like tik-tik-tik na parang malapit sa tenga mo, it means malayo siya. Pag malayo ang tunog, like,
no!
Katabi mo na!
No way!
Ibig sabihin,
yeah,
katabi mo na siya.
Yeah, I heard that before, na pag mas malayo nga yung tunog, so ibig sabihin, malapit
tunog,
na siya.
Ang tunog, ang lapit-lapit.
Oh my God!
Actually, ako naman, favorite kong scenario sa, because we talked about the MRT, yung ano, yung secret and roll, yung...
Oh, I remember that episode!
Yeah, yung Heart Eater, that was one of my favorites. Ang parang every time I fall asleep while commuting sa MRT, parang nagkakaroon ako ng fear na, hala, paano pong mapunta ako dun sa pinakadulong station tapos may Heart Eater? Did you guys watch that?
No.
Yes, I watched that. I watched that in the
Oh my God, one of the
I mean,
best.
In the theater. I watched that in the theater.
Ah, talaga? Well, yeah, well, the cinema, you mean?
20, yeah, yeah, the cinema, yeah. Obviously. But I watched it parang 2011, 2010, I think.
Yeah, it's so good.
My God.
Basta ano niya, ang story, sa pinakadulo ng LRT, eh di nandun lahat ng trains. It's like this one building and then it's locked, all of the trains there. Tapos, biglang may monster in that building na kinakain yung mga hearts ng mga tao. Yeah.
Oh. And really, I you know, speaking of, I don't even remember the last time I was in an actual cinema.
Me yeah. too.
Diba?
It's
like,
been a while.
Nakaka-miss din. And I remember, tinan mo ha, nami-miss ko eh. I can already imagine the, I can look back and reminisce the experience. Manonood kami ni Marky ng sine. Tapos, nakaupo ka, diba, sa dilim.
Uh-oh.
Tapos mga 5 minutes into the movie, nasa telepono na siya.
Yung mata mo, nakikita yung glare from Marky's
phone. Nasa ano na, Facebook, nasa Twitter. Oo. Di ba, like, the experience of the cinema.
It's
nakaka-miss
a great experience.
Di ba? Nami-miss ko din.
Nakaka-miss. Sobrang nakaka-miss.
Or yung may papasok ng medyo late, tapos humahabol dun sa movie.
Tapos isikuhin, oh my God. Tapos isikuhin mo na, shh, Marky!
But they have new gimmicks now, ha? Diba? Like drive-in cinemas.
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, I
see it.
Well, you kind of watch from your car.
So it's in the parking?
Yeah. It's in the parking, yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
I don't know, though.
It takes me back.
I don't know how that...
That used to be a thing in the U.S.
I don't know how MECQ friendly it is, though. Diba?
Oh,
kasi,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
At saka parang it works only in the evening kasi maliwanag pag umaga eh.
Yeah.
I don't think it works. It has to be evening. And coming from Maxim De Winter, bakit hindi mo ipet yung alaga niyang python para makilala ka? Mag na lang siguro.
Can I just say, I'm really not the type of person who will take photos with like, alam mo yung may mga pictures yung like everyone who goes to the zoo or...
Yeah.
To somewhere exotic na may mga ganong exotic animals. You can like picture with a snake around their neck
yeah.
or hindi yeah. talaga. Like wala talaga akong desire like whatsoever to have my photo taken
kasi
with
ako,
them.
Kasi ako, I actually am not afraid of snakes. Like yung wala akong deary factor. If you know, you ask me to put a snake around my neck, I'm fine. It's just the aspect na they're unpredictable and they might bite. Yun
yeah.
lang yung part na that's why I would not.
Mm-hmm.
Pero in terms of the dire or yung natatakot ka hawakan, I'm not.
Mm.
I'm scared of being bitten. But I'm not scared of...
Baligtad tayo. Ako, I have yung dire factor. I just don't like, you know, parang feeling ko I wanna take a bath immediately after.
Kasi they're not slimy at all. They're not like worms, which I can't stand. Wala silang slime.
Yeah, oo nga daw.
They're actually very leathery, so...
Have you ever been to that one zoo in Cebu where they just ask you to go in this cage where there's a big snake and then you don't do anything. You don't even touch it. You just go in the cage.
Parang why?
I actually didn't get the attraction. Kasi parang, aso ano, papakainin nyo lang yung
parang
snake.
Ano, no? Parang
titignan nyo kung kakainin
oo,
ka
oo. Parang yun yung attraction.
But the thing is, parang before you go in, They tell you na, hindi, kakakain lang yan. Tinan mo, busog nga eh.
Hindi, maganda pag ano, pag pinapasok ka, Rika, sabihin mo, oh, pasok ka. Tapos pagpasok mo, madidinig mo, ina-announce sila, feeding time! Oh, guys, ito na po, oh.
That's the word.
Ito po yung specialty namin. Papapanood
yung
mag-feed yung aming giant python.
Boa constrictor.
No, hindi pala heart eater dapat na kinakatakutin mo, Rika.
I've worked with snakes for a movie, Amor y Muerte.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to basically put it around my neck and really get to know it. Because I had a scene with it.
Oh.
Oh no. So was there a trainer? Like an official?
Yeah, there was an official wrangler. Trainer. He had tarantulas. He had all sorts of...
Yikes!
Exotic
animals.
Okay,
that one, I will not touch. For all reasons. Like a tarantula.
Yeah.
For diddy factor, for bite factor.
Oh, just thinking about it.
Nope. Emo Fat says, ipilit na lang natin na magpasukan na kahit pandemic. Wag na lang siguro
talaga.
Oh. Online is fine. Sine Owl says, ba't hindi ka mag-resign? I'm sure makakahanap ka naman ng trabaho kahit pandemic.
Oh.
Wag na lang siguro. People are struggling.
Don't resign. Yeah. Not now. Yeah.
People
are struggling. I had a friend in New York who was working for a Broadway show. Jersey Boys. And then suddenly, she resigned. She said, I've been working with you guys already for like 5 years. So I'm gonna try to see if I find something else. And then when she said that, 2 months later, yun, quarantine.
Eh, well, when you think about it, kung Broadway naman siya, wala rin siya talagang work, even if she didn't resign.
True.
You're going to have to find another line of work. Kasi entertainment, one of the worst hits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, even the movies, I don't know how it'll happen. Kasi, you know, you have some countries allowing movies, some countries not allowing movies, iba drive-in. So, I don't know if the studios would want their films shown or to wait until it's over, but then you don't know how long you're going to wait.
Yeah.
So tricky.
Where are the drive-ins? I want to go to a drive-in.
Certain, there's not all. But
there's one in Pampanga.
Yeah. Yun, there. That's what I know. So, medyo malayo siya. And with MECQ, I don't even know if it's allowed to go back.
Is that the one that just happened over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Diba? Kaka-open lang. Tas wala
I thought it was just here in Manila.
No, it's pretty far.
No, it's in Pampanga.
Archer Aguilar says, well, sabihin ko kaya on air, ang tunay na nilalaman ng puso ko, King Gil, sa hot daddy ng morning co-host ko. Wag na lang siguro. Lalo na pag tong co-host ko post ng post sa IG stories.
Oh, grabe. Alam mo ba kung ilang beses ko ni-repeat yung isang story ni Marky? Siguro 4 times. Ala. yung may pa-voice kasi first time kong marinig.
May pa-voice. Uh-oh. Oh, I have never heard his voice.
You should have seen his story. Yun na kaya nga 4 times kong inulit kasi I wanted to listen to the voice again.
Does he sound like Marky?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He sounds very Norwegian.
Yeah, okay. Diba? Ano yung sabi niya dun sa video? Kasi parang nakaupo sila sa dining table.
Okay.
Tapos, diba, yung cake and everything.
Yeah, what did he say? Basta
he asked him something.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Okay.
Mm-mm. May accent siya.
And,
hindi niya lang alam. Sinabi niya, it looks good, Hazel.
And the top, wag na lang siguro, comes from Archer Aguilar and Hayden.
They both say.
From Archer Aguilar, babe, okay lang ba mag-sleepover ako sa bahay ng ex ko na best friend ko pa rin ngayon?
Parang wag. No, not allowed.
Wag na lang siguro.
But what if it's the other way around? Let's say bigla kang kinontak ng ex mo who's, medyo still your friend. And then, hey, can I stay over at your place? You know, on your couch for just one night. I really need it.
Wag na lang siguro.
Wag na lang.
I'm sure you have other friends.
Really? But what if you're still friends?
Hindi,
what if
kasi
it's completely...
No. I'm assuming you're in a relationship. Kasi obviously if you're single,
yes.
They go... diba, what's stopping you? I'm thinking if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, and then your ex asks to sleep over.
Well, you don't have to tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, no. Talagang din naman itong babae.
Wala naman mangyayari. You're not naman gonna do anything.
Hindi pa kompleto yung scenario. Oh, sige, if you're living with your boyfriend, and you know, you have a spare room.
Well, that makes it easier. Kasi then you have nothing to hide.
Because they're there.
Diba? You can just, you know, talk to your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Eh kung bigyan sabihin ng boyfriend mo sa'yo, they've actually pinag-usapan na namin ito before.
Hello?
G!
Samahan ko daw siya sa room.
My, that's gonna be a busy night, eh.
Right? Grabe siya, oh. Grabe siya, oh. And from Haytin, yung umasa. Because no matter how wide I open the door for you, you'll never come in. So, wag na lang siguro. Why would you hope for something that you know for a fact will never happen? Ako kasi I don't know what you call it. Alam mo yung fake hope? Like, I'm not really hoping, but I'm like fake hoping.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes sense. It's more like a fantasy.
So, kanino you know, ka nag-fake hope?
Kunyari, mga ano, mga...
Sino?
Mga ano?
Sino?
Mga...
Ano?
Alam mo na, yung mga ano, yung mga fantasy-fantasy.
Ang tagal.
Hindi makasagot.
Diba, yung mga ano nga? Yung mga ano?
Oh, siyempre yung mga crush mo,
yung mga
ganyan.
Ano, ganyan.
Oh.
Alam mo naman naman... Siguro gumawa na ng ano, ng fantasy league.
Didn't we? Did we do that? Or kami lang ba ni Rica yo?
I'm staying out of this one. We've done this before. It was a pass for me.
But yeah. Ako kasi parang I probably wouldn't. I mean...
Wag na. Alam mo namang wala. You know what I mean?
Hindi, so, yun nga eh. Aasa? Parang hindi ako yung tipong aasa kung yung completely wala.
Yeah.
But if, like, if... kasi you know naman if meron, di ba? If there's something there.
Ay, iba yun.
Then it's fine.
No, iba yun. Kasi parang, in order for you to, kumbaga parang answer this specific scenario.
Mm-mm.
Kasi obviously kung may hope, edi go.
Yeah.
Pero yung kunyari, you know for a fact, 100% wala.
Uh-uh.
Pero aasa ka pa rin.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Parang, wag na siguro.
Parang you're setting yourself up for, ano lang, failure.
Oo, diba? What's the point?
But don't you remember what Spencer told us? Na sometimes, you know, these things, they're just in our head, and you know, you don't have to beat yourself up if ever, yun nga, nagkaroon ka ng hope or napag-isipan mo during the day that, you know, it would be nice to be with this person, but it will never happen. Diba? Parang sometimes, it just, you know, your mind is a highway, and sometimes it just passes through your head.
Ang masasabi ko lang, itong si Spencer talaga nagbibring ng hope sa mga tao. Kasi,
I think sometimes it's okay to let it just be in your head. Let it brew, I guess, for a little bit. And then,
let it go.
And then, maybe you can move it.
Diba?
Kasi para sa akin, ano eh, like, you get to a point na, it's okay that it enters your head. Like I said, parang yun sa akin. Like, more of a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi yung asa.
Like, fake hope.
Oh, hindi, parang more like, wouldn't it be great if this happened?
Yeah.
But I know it's not gonna happen.
Yup.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need to tell yourself, iba yung umaasa ka talaga, knowing that kahit wala, pero umaasa ka.
I think,
ang hirap naman.
I think that's where you draw the line, yung parang kung sino yung sane sa medyo crazy stalker. Diba? Kasi pag legit na umaasa ka na, to the point na you believe that there's something na wala naman, medyo scary na yon, diba?
So, the top 10 for today, wag na lang siguro. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag wag na lang siguro in all your tweets.
La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Our Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
We are here.
Hello.
So,
hello.
We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of The Talking Lens. Wag na lang siguro. So, from Arch Aguilar, if your friend goes, alam ko 5 years bago kita nabayaran, pero pwede bang pautang ulit?
Oh, no!
Oh, that's
oh, man!
What do you expect?
Kasi sa akin, that's kind of easy. Kasi for me, parang it's ano, it's logical eh. For me, I'm like, you do understand. I hope you understand. I had such a hard time getting it from you, so I'm pretty sure you understand if I don't lend you money now.
But if it were like a smaller amount, let's say,
eh, kung friend ko talaga siya, ibibigay ko na lang sa kanya.
Yeah.
If I could afford it,
yeah.
I mean, kunyari, talagang super small amount yeah. lang naman. O sige na, sayo na. Kasi I will not go through the whole naghihintay sa wala.
Huhulog-hulugan mo.
Singilan. Okay pa yung huhulog-hulugan eh. Mm. At least may nangyayari.
Yeah.
Some people talaga, they completely ignore the fact that they owe you money. And sometimes it's a very substantial amount.
Yeah. And if you think about it, maliit na nga na amount. And then yun na nga ibibigay mo na sa kanya. So, you're not gonna repeat everything. Kasi in the end, ibibigay mo na nga lang sa kanya. So, you're gonna be like, maybe not.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, may mga ganyan akong napapanood na na mga transactions, quote-unquote.
Okay.
Yung parang, like, kunyari, somebody really needs money. Tapos, like, they're just gonna give you a check. And they're gonna say, you know, pay me, don't pay me. You know, take however long. Diba?
Really?
May mga ganun. Like, kunyari nga na super wala naman sa'yo yun. Like,
okay, okay.
Maybe it's a substantial amount for the person in need, but for you, it's just, you know.
Kasi sa akin,
like, loose change.
If I'm that rich, we won't even have that problem. I mean, kung hindi niya binayaran yung first
yun nga,
time, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Kaya rin siguro yung pay me, don't pay me. Yung parang, you know, you don't have to pay me, but if it will make you feel better to pay me. Kasi diba some people
yes,
naman, they
yes.
do wanna pay you.
For their pride.
For their pride, yes. Yeah. So parang, diba, it's like...
Ayaw mo naman na parang pinalili
it's
mo
like a handout.
Diba?
Oo. Yeah.
Ren Drewfield says, okay ba gawing best man si ex? Ay, wag na lang siguro. Parang awkward yun.
That's a bit awkward, really.
Eh, paano kung alam naman nung bride?
Kahit na. Parang, I don't know.
No, but it depends. It depends on your relationship with the ex. If, for example, you guys are friends, like your couple is friends with this person, which happens?
Sa akin kasi parang, just to avoid, kasi parang the attention of people will be on that. Because obviously, people who will be attending...
Kung may alam.
No, because malamang naman to a degree na, oh, alam mo ba yung best man, ex? Parang, I don't know, for me, parang in as much as it would be, it's okay for everyone concerned. Let's not give people ammunition to talk,
yeah.
to gossip, you know, to like, ay, grabe, ex yung best man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parang it'll take the attention away from the celebration.
You know what? I have a kabarkada na college barkada niya yung ex niya. So, they're all from the same barkada, right? And then when the ex got married, obviously she was invited along with like the whole barkada.
Yeah.
But she opted not to go. Not because she didn't want to see him get married, but that was exactly what she said. Yung parang, you know, she didn't want people to check out her reaction. Kahit wala na naman talaga. Like, because they were a couple for, you know, for a while. For a long time also. So parang feeling nilang out of respect dun sa bride. Wag na lang.
Wag na lang.
You know, parang thanks for the invite. But parang gano'n.
Yeah. Ako kasi parang I don't see the whole point. For me, one of the most interesting things that people have sent in as an entry... Yung nagkasal sa kanya, ex-boyfriend niya na nagpare.
Hala!
Hala!
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he was the officiating priest.
Oof.
No, but
was that by choice?
I think that's cute. For me, for me. Kasi that's a different thing altogether. I mean, you know, he's given up you know, secular life. He's already a priest. So for me, parang, I would actually like that. I think it's cute. More than best man, di ba? Kasi parang, hello, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He's a man of God. You know what I mean? Parang, he's already sworn off, you know, romantic relationships.
But you're gonna have to stare at father for like the whole ceremony.
Ito talaga. Pag siya nagsabi, parang it feels so wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Parang, alam mo, I'm just putting myself in that situation.
So
and I'm just thinking, you know, I'm going to be looking at my groom and my ex like the whole ceremony. Those are the two faces I will see the whole time. And I don't know how I can handle it.
Magkakaroon ba ng ano? Magkakaroon ba ng comparison?
Hindi ko alam. Parang feeling ko baka at some point kinatan ko si father. Yung gano'n. Yung parang may... Kasi it's familiarity. So parang ang hirap
or
din to...
Or baka madula siya, di ba? Nagsasabi niya, do you, babe, Hazel, take your husband?
Exactly! I don't know how that's gonna work, pero...
Take Roger as your lovely wedding
husband. Naman. No, pero... Kayo ba meron kayong ex in mind na you wouldn't mind being present at your wedding?
Yeah, all of them.
Or you'd like to you'd be... Like.
Not,
present.
Not no. Like, but it's okay if they were there. Not like. I mean, why? I mean,
I'd rather they're not there. You know, just to make things not complicated.
Go, Marty.
I think I'll be fine. They can cater my wedding too if they want.
Why not? Business is business.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
You know what? It's true, right? They can cater, they can create the chocolate, they can
tapos kumakanta na siya na, let me cater to you.
Tapos pag naglabas na sila ng pasta, it's spaghetti pababa. It's spaghetti pataas, pataas, okay.
But it's true, right? I mean, for me, I've passed all of my bitterness or saltiness towards any of my exes. So it's like, yeah, why don't we just have party together? And tapos let's give each other business.
Pag dessert na.
Kasi it's a hard time these days, di ba?
Pag lalabas na yung dessert, kakanta ko, chocolate.
Okay.
And from Maxim the Winter, sabihin mo kay Mrs. na magpaturo sa nanay mo magluto para naman sumarap yung luto niya.
Wag na lang siguro.
Baka that's not such a good idea.
I wouldn't mind though. Like getting a lesson.
If
from,
you were the wife.
If I were the wife, yeah. Tapos kunyari magaling talaga magluto yung mother-in-law. It doesn't mean I'm gonna stick to her like recipe. Like,
hello, can you imagine if your mother-in-law is like, I don't know, Nora Daza? Hello, diba?
Yun nga, parang, you, parang at least learn how she makes it and then you can tweak it according to your preference.
Right.
Diba?
Wildfire says, ikwento mo na sa mga co-hosts mo yung bago mong crush. I'm sure hindi ka naman nila ilalaglag on air.
No.
Siguro.
Minsan hindi pa crush. Kwento lang na casual. Tapos biglang they're gonna make up stuff. They're gonna say on
air. Ay, ewan ko sa inyo.
Yung kwento mo, biglang naging crush mo na. Oo. Alam mo yun, yung napanaginipan mo lang naman out of nowhere.
Tapos biglang ano na.
Tapos biglang naging ano na, may HD ka na sa kanina.
Wala na. And then you can't erase it anymore.
I know,
people
right?
Tag you. They make stuff up about you and then you already have a name together.
Yung pag may bagong release, parang, oh, at Rika G. May bagong release. Oh gosh. Archer Aguilar says, tanungin ang parents mo. Tanungin mo yung parents mo kung sino yung favorite nilang anak. Ay, huwag na lang siguro. That is a dangerous game to play. Kasi whether you're the favorite or it's somebody else, it could get messy.
Yeah. No, but okay. So when I do it, it's like, oh, I know you guys love Kai the most.
You say that.
I said straight. We say it straightforward, but as a joke. You know, because Kai's the youngest. He's like the most lambing. He's like funny.
Basta takbo si Marky sa room niya, kasi iya.
Kai,
but that's the thing. I'm like basically a third parent because I was 12 years old when Kai was born. So I basically raised the kid. So it's like, yeah, but he's my favorite too.
So ang tatakbo sa kwarto yung isa mong kapatid.
But I love Eric. He's the one I talk to every day, though. He's like the most dependable one. But, you know, different kasi kapag bunso, eh.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Ikaw yung bunso, di ba? Yep. Actually, kayo yung bunso, di ba?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Not me. Middle child ako.
Mm-hmm. Ay, middle child is the worst.
I know I'm not the favorite.
Gusto mo yung Rica be like, I'm a middle child. Marky be like, middle child is
the worst.
The worst.
Unlucky.
Okay. I've done nothing but love you.
Tsaka kinwalify pa niya. No, what I meant was, they're the most unlucky. He's actually trying. He's trying. He's trying his best, guys. Archer Aguilar says, ano, no, that's the one pala. Haytin, magpakipot kung hahabulin mo ko, babagalan ko yung takbo ko. I mean, I really don't see the point in pakipot. Siguro, one time at the very start, but I don't get the whole point of pakipot. I mean, kung kunyari, andyan na, I mean, I get the whole, kung hindi ka pa sure if they like you, sige, magpakipot ka. Kasi nga parang just in case mabuking, then you have a way out. Pero yung, hello, ayan na, gusto ka na niya, magpapakipot ka pa, it's so annoying.
Sometimes you don't do it on purpose.
Sa'yo naman, role play.
Hindi! No. Sometimes you don't do it on purpose. Minsan lang talaga, you do have hesitations. You know? Yeah. Just because you want something doesn't mean you're ready for
yung
it.
Yung sa'yo kasi, faux pakipot. Ang gagawin mo, you'll ask your friends, nabuyuin siya, tapos pag i-invite ka na niya, sasabihin mo, ayoko nga.
Ano sa Tagalog ng faux pakipot?
What?
Pekipot. Kasi peke! So, pekipo!
Or,
no,
pakifot. Kasi po.
Oo, diba? So, hindi naman fake pakipot yun. It's legit. Like, there are times that I went to someone, but
you're not sure if you want to
chicken out because I'm like, oh no, parang, wait, it was exciting when, you know,
you
I was
flirting
into this person and he was flirting, but now that he wants, like, the real thing, wait a minute. You know, that's happened to me like multiple times. Yeah. And I don't mean to be a tease. Well, sometimes I do. But, you know, may mga times na hindi mo naman sinasadya eh. Talaga lang, you're not ready.
Alam mo yung naka-schoolgirl uniform si Hazel. Ayoko nga.
Twirling the hair.
Tapos
may lollipop sa kabilang kamay.
And the top wag na lang siguro comes from Queen of Deadma and Camilo.
They both say
Queen of Deadma says okay lang ba na mag-a-apologize siya, pero it will start with ikaw naman kasi. Wag na lang siguro. Kung mag-a-apologize ka rin, and start off by blaming me,
mm-hmm,
for your behavior, then it's okay. You can keep the apology.
Yeah. May, siguro may chance na maging cute siya kung kayo.
Medge.
Diba? Pero kung like other person, I'm not sure. Yeah, parang no.
And from Camilo, gusto mo bang malaman kung bakit lumalabas ako tuwing hating gabi? Tapos yung lower half ko ay iwan sa kwarto?
Oh my gosh!
Something sa apartment 23.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
That's, diba? It's a really good movie.
Basta alam ko lalagyan mo ng asin if you see like half of the body.
No, abo.
Ah, talaga? Yung iba asin.
But where will you get abo?
Yeah, in the middle of the night. Where are you gonna get
saan?
Abo. Or, ano? Yossi.
Grabe yung mga ilang Yossi. Kailangan.
Hindi, di ba? Pag na-ubos mo siya, may abo na yun.
Ang konti nun. Would that be enough for like an entire body?
It doesn't need to be like covering.
It doesn't have to be covered. Basta parang, alam mo yung parang bulate pag nilagyan mo ng salt. Yung parang ganun.
Hindi para sure, lagyan mo ng abo, lagyan mo ng salt.
Oh, lahat na.
Lagyan mo na ng ano, hot sauce. Ganun. Kompleto. Diba?
Lahat.
Lahat na.
Para pagbalik niya, hirap na siya. So there you go. The top 10, wag na lang siguro. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag wag na lang siguro in all your tweets.
La 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 la.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Yo, yo.
Yes, hello. We are.
Hello. So we
and
got...
Jericho.
Oh, Jericho.
Oh, don't mind Jericho. Namiss lang niya kayo.
Oo, nag-high lang siya. Aalis na
daw siya.
Right after. So we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of the Talking Lens. Wag na lang siguro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those statements that make you say it or questions. Let's start off with Ren Zufil. Sabihin ko kaya ang age ko at name ng crush ko on air. Wag na lang siguro. Baka no.
Why not?
You know,
can be yourself around us.
Because it's a safe space.
It is.
Are you, is that what you were going to say?
Of course.
It's a very safe space. It's a place where
speaking of safe space. Speaking of safe space, can I just say hello to Anella Absent Camille of Husay? Yesterday we were there and I brought Pepper, you know, just to get coffee. And then biglang nakatulog si Pepper dun. Agad.
Aww.
Like right away. And I'm like, BB, we have to go. This is not
masyadong safe think, yung feeling, sabi ni Pepper.
I think he found his safe space.
Maybe.
Pwede he's been quiet.
Mm-mm. Actually,
yeah. Yeah. From the dino.
Were you at that, at that place again?
Yes.
Your
yes.
Village?
Yes. Kaso nga lang, I mean, we don't know what will happen, but I had to visit for the last time to get coffee. Sayang, I wanted to treat you guys pa naman. Treat you, pero kayo magbabayad.
Bakit parang ano, no? Parang yung mga co-hosts ko umaali-aligid dun sa village ko.
Oo nga eh. Parang
your village is the place to be.
Oh. Ako lang yung medyo hindi nadadalas dyan eh.
For different reasons, feeling ko. Grabe. Kung bakit umaali-aligid sa village.
Well, yung sa akin, pure. Malinis yung mga reason ko. Yung dyan sa iba.
Malinis din yung sa akin na nag-workout ako.
Ako, plano ko pa naman pumunta dun sa Japanese convenience store.
Yeah.
Kasi wanted to stock up on furikake because I ran out. So
I love that Japanese convenience store. So,
talaga,
oh my God.
Yung mga sinastock
it saved my life.
Furikake.
Mahilig ka talaga dun, ha?
Sarap talaga
basta
yun.
Basta
Furikake. Okay? Yun lang gusto ko.
Good job.
Mm-mm.
And then for Maxim De Winter, tanungin si girlfriend na gutom at may period kung galit ba siya. Ay, nako. Wag na lang siguro.
You know, I never felt like I had PMS or yung medyo emotional ako when I have my period.
Yeah. Actually, for me, it's more like sometimes I want to say, like, don't treat it as a monster that you want to avoid because it's actual pain in a woman's body. Alam yeah. mo yun, na parang mas nakakainis when people actually treat it that way. Na parang, oh, we have to give everything to you because, alam mo yun, maybe
iba naman alam ko
like
ganun.
Human being.
Actually,
mas
ako, I just realized na yun no. nga, while I don't get emotionally like affected by it na sobra, physically, I do get affected because I get like, you know, like dysmenorrhea yeah. and all that yeah. painful stuff. Pero like, yun nga, yung mainit lang yung ulo ko for no reason. Not really. Not the whole period. Alam mo yun? Siguro kung talagang super sakit nung puson ko at the time, tapos, alam mo yun, aasarin mo ko, then we would have a problem.
Actually, di ba parang ano, pag masakit yung puson mo, parang you just kind of want to sleep.
I feel weak. You yeah, mean, I literally yeah, just stay just curled up in bed. Off. And I don't talk to anyone. I don't go out. I don't, yeah,
kasi
I just sleep it off.
Kasi alam ko yung pain aspect. But I also know people who... It's
get
not just
swings.
The pain. Oo, yung talagang... Yeah, the pain is a good chunk of it. Pero meron din talaga sila na don't talk to me.
Oh, kasi I've come to learn that I can't blame my hormones for the way I am because yeah. that's just me even when I don't have my period. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung emotional aspect na ngumangawa-ngawa sa mga the kissing booth too. Sinisisi ko pa yung period. Kaya na-realize ko yung Maleficent, wala naman akong period nung umangawa ako dun sa cinema. So, it's, you know, true. That's just me. Hindi yun yung ano, period related.
And Wildfire naman. Ano? Kukontrahin nyo na 36 pa lang ako? Ano? Sabihin nyo lang kung gusto nyo ng gulo. Huwag na lang sa gulo.
We are silent. Yes.
Good. Silence means cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I am Onyx says, makipag-usap sa ex for closure, pero just in case, suot yung favorite kong underwear.
I mean, ayaw mo naman na naka-granny panties ka, di ba? No. Ayaw mo lang nung ano. Siyempre, you just... Wanna
ano
feel your best.
Closure, eh.
Wala, you wanna bakit? Feel your best. Diba? You wanna look your best, feel your best.
Bakit favorite niya na underwear mo?
Baka favorite mo ko din, diba? Malay natin.
Okay.
We have, you know, something in common.
Okay.
No, but closure, I don't know about that. Well, what's the point? Diba? It ended. Yeah. That's your closure right there. Wag na.
The closure is that the doors are closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closure is you're no longer in a relationship.
Parang daman-dama.
Oo nga eh.
Parang damang-dama yung
nararalajajab.
Parang a little bit too heartfelt. Jeannie Charlie says, mag-open ng online mag-open ng online kasi muntik ko na masabi open. FYI.
Column, which is worse.
FYI. I almost said mag-open ng online shopping app. That would have been great if I said mag-open ng online shopping app.
Ano yung pinag-uusapan natin kanina sa advocacy? Ah, yeah, brand. Kasi, yeah. Diba, you're talking about
right?
something.
So, again, take two. Mag-open ng online shopping app kahit hindi pa bayad ang Meralco mo. Wag na lang siguro.
You know what? Niinis ako sa condo ano ko, bill. Kasi naka-auto charge sa credit card ko, my electric bill and my water bill.
Okay.
So, I saw the charges for my recent bill. It was like 5,300? Parang ganun. 5,000 plus.
Okay.
So yeah, good job.
No, that's a lot for me. Kasi ako lang mag-isa, diba?
Yeah.
And usually, my bill would be around 2,000 to, let's say, mga 4 max. 4,000 okay. max. And ano na yun, aircon galore ka na nun. So anyway, I was like, bakit ang laki? I mean, 5,000 plus. And mas mahal pa na ako na lang ngayon. Eh, you know, my parents stayed with
We're
me for
there.
A while.
Yeah.
And dalawa pa kami nag-aircon. So I was like, ba't nagmahal? So I messaged them na parang, can I get like a copy of the blah, blah, blah? And it turned out, kaya naman pala, chinard sa akin, my power and water bill and the association dues. Which I did not. So bad. Which I never authorized them to. Kasi not me paying. It's actually paid by the unit owner, my landlord. And they issue checks for that. So I only authorized them to auto charge my credit card yung power and water bill ko. So I was like, kaya naman pala ganun yung amount. And it turned out, parang supposedly under 3K yung bill ko. Parang mga 2.8, ganyan, 2.9. So I was charged 5,000 plus. And I'm like, bakit ganon? So now actually, they told me na.
How they're allowed to charge you without your permission?
No, kasi nga, inauthorized ko yung auto-charging. But only for the power and water bill. Kasi nga, diba?
Paano kaya nasama yung...
Yun nga, kasi nagpalit siguro. I don't know, maybe they replaced the staff or something. Baka bago yung gumagawa, so... pati yung hindi dapat chinarge sa akin. Nakakainis lang. And yeah. I was told na, sorry ma'am, we would report it. Tapos ika-credit na lang for your, the excess, ika-credit na lang for your next bill. Pero still, nakakainis. Yes. Because now I have to pay for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now. Which is annoying.
It's interesting because my bill also went up this month. Weirdly. Like, it went up by 1,000. And I'm never home. I mean, I work out at Arjo's, so I get home really late.
That's true.
Okay, actually, so even sinasermonan ko yung mga pusa. And I'm like, pag mawala kami, nag-aircon tayo? Aba, hindi ko pinupulot ang pera sa puno. Ha? Hindi ko pinipitas yan.
Wait lang, malaki rin yung bill nyo kahit wala kayo doon? I mean, kahit cats lang yung nandun?
No, I'm there most of the time.
Because, di ba nga, you spend your afternoon.
And then your aircon is on all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because it's too
warm.
But
let me ask you, Chico, just for comparison, like ballpark, your month, electricity-wise.
My electricity? I don't know.
What about the difference between your electricity sa house and electricity sa condo?
I don't know din.
Ah, you don't know.
It's maybe
you
way don't. Okay. I don't know. I usually stay away from that part. Siya yung magaling sa online payment, whatever. So yeah. Hold On Self says, should I open my heart to this selfish, problematic, difficult, inconsistent brat? Wag na lang si... Well, ano yung tsura?
Picture muna.
Patingin ng picture. Ano yung Instagram account? Patingin. Para masagot natin ng properly. And the top, wag na lang siguro, comes from Renz Rufil and Uwi Na Tayo Please.
They both say.
Renz Rufil says, bro, gusto mo ba sabihin ko sa'yo kung... ano yung nakikita ng third eye ko sa bahay?
Yan naman eh.
Nope.
Wag. Is that Marky Strom?
Ako nga hindi siguro eh. Wag!
Wag!
By no circumstance should you tell me.
I know. Just keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. And from Uwi Na Tayo Please, kumustahin ko kaya ex ko? Malungkot siya. Bored ako. Taken kami pareho.
Hello!
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 Wag na lang siguro.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Fine. Playing with fire, you might get burned. So, yeah. What are those questions or statements that will make you say, wag na lang siguro? Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag wag na lang siguro in all your tweets.
And in a few minutes, we'll be on Facebook Live. So make sure you check us out, facebook.com/rx931.
La 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 la.
Monster R 93.1, and it is time for us to do the top 10 on Facebook Live.
We were talking about you guys, and then now you're here, so we can't talk about you.
What else is new?
I mean, ganun talaga pag talk of the town. No talk of the town! But hi! Wait, Rika, good morning, everybody.
Something? No, it's for later. It's for an off-air conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so
if you notice, everyone is sending us their top five emojis.
Yeah, what are your top five emojis? We want to know.
Before we start.
Oh, like us?
On your phone, go to your emojis and then check your top five.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay.
Yung belat face.
Yeah.
Okay.
The smiley face. Uh-huh. And the tears laughing face. That's three.
Laughing face.
Mine's the cry laughing face. The crying face. Yung two pink tiny hearts. One heart emoji. And one, yung parang nagulat.
Ako rin.
Yung parang...
Yun. The heart eyes, and the...
Hazel, I told them it would have been... My most used would have been the barfing emoji because we talked about something a few days ago that I used that a lot.
I remember. No, we haven't shared it with
Martin. No, you haven't shared it, but share it.
I'll share it na lang mamaya off air. Kasi medyo cringe. You'll also send the barfy emoji for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, but anyway. Also, this is the second to the last batch of the top 10.
Yes.
Since it's only 9:27.
Okay. So we've got our top 10. Wag na lang siguro. Let's start off with Renjufil. Mag-open kaya ako ng political topic on our first date?
Ay!
Maybe not a good idea. Although, maybe not.
A lot of people will say it's better to know right away. Para at least you kind of get whether you're on the same page or completely different. Kasi kung medyo, may differences, pero basically same din naman yung general beliefs nyo. I guess it's fine. But if alam mo yung sobrang completely different from what you believe in, maybe that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, but I think there's a way to like sneak it into the conversation, not like an actual question. No, during the date, because can you imagine... about having that kind of conversation.
Or,
maybe casual.
Maybe
you can
do
a background check, actually, if you go to their social media accounts.
Yeah.
Uy, Marky, there na tayo.
Or if that's how you met in the beginning. For example, you met because you were discussing politics.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Because you already have the same political standpoint. So maybe you can talk about it. But like otherwise... it's something maybe not to bring up on your first date.
And the thing is, before, completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. Don't bring it up on the first date. But parang, kasi in this day and age, parang a lot of people, I know at least, would say na it's a deal breaker na. Nandun na sa point na yun na parang, I'm sorry, but if that's your belief and this is my belief, we're better off not being around each other. Yeah. Marami nang ganun eh. Kasi before, yung parang, oh, you know, let's talk about it later on na. Kasi... medyo, you know, we might disagree on things. But ngayon, nope. It's like, it's this or goodbye.
Yeah.
Diba?
So, no, people are breaking up because of that.
Yeah.
People are deleting friends on Facebook because of political views.
Even family.
Yeah.
Nagkakawatak-watak because of that.
So, it's a highly charged topic. So, I don't know if it's... first date material that you want to talk
about. It's not. I don't think it's first date material at all.
I think unless investigate really na lang want. Before you go on that date.
Oh, a lot of people have Twitter already, so might as well just check over there.
My sweet says, lalande without ROI. Wag na lang siguro.
Hoy, minsan okay lang naman ah.
Really?
Depende sa paglalandi. Kasi some people invest more when it comes to landiing eh.
Parang, I don't know. Parang...
ako naman, wala naman akong... for me, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like...
same.
It's fine. Because I enjoy it. I mean, you know, having like a flirty conversation with someone, I find it enjoyable. So... I don't need to get anything out of it or to get more out of it, to be honest.
I guess.
Diba? Parang it just, I feel like it's a good way
to... Kasi what's the point? Parang wag na lang tayo maglandi. Parang, let's just be friends, friends.
Said the ano, the man. Ayaw niya na nandiyan. Ang saya kaya nung may landian.
Parang ano eh, it's just for fun.
Innocent
landian. Alam mo yun, yung parang, yeah. It's really just for fun. And plus, alam mo yun, minsan parang ang saya na, kunwari, sino yung mag-e-end ng conversation, kung ako ba, or ka. Yeah. Alam mo yun,
it's like kasi sa akin, ano eh, tipo,
like kunyari, a game na walang talo.
Kunyari, nilandi mo ako na parang, oh, Chico, parang you're looking extra nice today. Like, I do.
Oh my god!
I do.
Who says you have to make Lande a prenup? Alam mo yun, parang, bakit parang mag-iing Chico prenup
na? Oo nga, cute naman yung mag-Lande. Okay lang yan, guys.
Oh. Ano ba? I mean, don't you miss it? Kasi I have to say, I
for a reason.
I have a need for it. Like yung witty banter na medyo... Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I need witty banter as well.
Yeah.
Especially like on our first, over a glass of sangria or something, just talking about life.
You know, there's nothing like landian with a writer who's sharp AF. Oh my god! Oh my god! Can I just say, I love it.
Eh, di si ano, si Manong Angka.
Sino ba?
Bakit si Manong Angka? Writer!
Writer! Alam ko na kung sino. Alam ko na.
Akala ko.
Alam ko na kung sinong lalagayin mo.
Hindi writer! Writer!
Akala ko writer!
Oh my God.
Hazel, meron akong idea kung sino pwede mong landiin.
Sino?
Eh di sino pa ba ang ating head writer, Rafi Reyes?
No, but
si Rafi Reyes.
Right? I mean, I've had like writers na kalandian. Oh, they're the best. And sometimes even if you don't plan on doing anything past it, you kind of just feed off of each other's wit and humor, and it's the best.
OMG, you would have been like prime candidate for Jose Rizal.
Feeling ko magiging chika bimbo ko ni ano.
Feeling ko.
Ni Joe.
You guys would be amazing together.
Tapos,
he would have taught you Spanish.
Oh my god.
Tapos i-impact you know si Josephine.
He's a cunning linguist.
I would have been into it for sure. Pero kayo, yes. Like,
di ba lagi kang may problem sa mata mo, like with the glasses, and di ba he's also an eye doctor.
Oh,
eye doctor siya, di ba?
Yeah. Oh. He can help. Pero kayo, ano yung gusto nyong kalandian? Like, ano yung style nung landian na gusto nyo? Do you like it ganon, witty banter? Do you like it physical, yung medyo nagkikilitian kayo?
I don't like that. I mean, when you're already in a relationship, that's fine. But when it's like a first date, yeah, I need to know a little bit more about you before you reach that point. Yeah. And you gotta be funny. I mean, I think you also gotta be sporty. You gotta be fun to talk to. You gotta be funny. That's the most important.
Nakikita ko si Rika na nagme-make ng mentalist dun sa mga sinasabi.
Hindi, ano nga, ang bubble thought ni Rika, di ba sabi ni Marky, you have to be funny. Sabi ni Rika, patay.
Ay, wala.
Yung sporty, okay pa eh. Kasi parang, may athlete.
Eh.
Ano naman,
oh, siguro sabi ni Rika, patay.
Paglang funny, oh.
Sa kanya, patay tayo dyan. Coming from Mateo Altenor, gusto mo bilhin iPhone, pero yung Apple logo sa likod, walang kagat.
It's a full Apple.
Oscar De La Hopia says, gusto mo magpa-massage? Wala raw extra service. Like foot spa, bentosa, gano'n. Huwag na lang siguro.
Yeah. Have you tried that? Ako, G. Sa inyo, Marky and Chico.
Have
pero
you tried
sa akin,
that?
What?
Yung walang, bentosa. Ano, I mean, yung merong extra.
Bentosa, I have.
Oo. Kamusta?
Mm-mm. Ano yung extra?
I like, yun nga, bentosa.
Bentosa.
Bentosa is nice. Mm-hmm. They put
that's
these little...
Extra,
so that's not
extra service.
In the original.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Or like, ano, yung... What do you call that? Yung ear candling. Oh,
I've
diba
never tried that. I'm scared. the idea.
Beer candling. I really want to try it again because it removed all of my gross stuff in my ear.
Yeah.
Talaga. You know what? There's a contraption. There's a contraption I saw from like one vlogger na parang you insert this thing in your ear.
Yung parang corkscrew? That's weird.
No, not like a corkscrew. It's like this tiny, tiny thing na may camera sa dulo. So you can connect it to your phone, apparently. And then you can see the inside of your ear. You can see like if there's anything you need to take out or whatever.
That's so dangerous. You can do it by yourself?
Yeah, you can do it. But you know, of course, you have to do it with caution.
I feel like
that's
the most dangerous thing because I remember seeing a video and they said that, you know, we practice medicine for this. We are surgeons because these are tiny little things. And although on screen, it seems like it's a, you know, it's a large thing. Di ba parang just the slightest movement. Mm. It can really damage your ear.
I guess you have to be careful.
That's why you go to doctors for that.
I think you don't insert it like all the way in. Maybe like yung medyo patutuwang-tuwa not all the way. Siguro yung ano lang.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip. Pero kasi sometimes
the camera.
Parang anong point ng tip lang, 'di ba? Parang what's the point of just using the tip?
What's the point?
Ay, no, what's the point, right? You just want to tease them with a little head. Yeah. Or the head of the, the head of the camera.
I'm looking at you, Marky.
I mean, to be honest, that's how you should do it talaga. Like when you use those Q-tips, which you aren't supposed to use. Yeah. But they're not good for you. So, like, your doctors would tell you, you shouldn't use those. And if you were to use them, sobrang rarely dapat. Yeah. Diba? Yeah. So, and even if you use them, hindi mo daw siya ipapasok all the way in. Kailangan yung tip. Yung parang dulo lang.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Alam mo, nakakatawa whenever I clean Pepper's ears. As in talagang, parang masustop siya sa tracks niya sa sobrang sarap. Natatawa ko. Kasi like, he makes a sound. Because it feels so good. I can't.
Don't we all.
Pero as in like, kunwari ipapasok ko lang ng onti yung Q-tip. Tapos bigla siya parang yes more.
Right? It's such a relief eh. It's like they're moving the gross stuff in your ear.
Yeah.
Flip it out of that hole.
From Hayden naman, to confront him with your suspicions, even if you have questionable behavior yourself.
Wag na lang
siguro.
Masilip ka pa.
Mababalikan ka eh.
O yun nga, delikado. May tinatago ka.
From I'm not in the mood, mag-salad and water sa office. Kung alam mo namang pag-uwi mo, buong cake ang ia-attack mo pagdating mo sa bahay.
It's all for show.
So, wag na.
Yeah.
Because Miel says, will you profess your unrequited love not to get a favorable result but purely for their information? Sa akin, why? They don't need to know.
Yeah.
They don't need to know.
Yeah. They don't need to know
like,
if
especially
it's unrequited.
Talagang no. It's not gonna happen. Why would I tell you?
Well, pero parang ang sarap pa rin sabihin.
No.
Why? What's the point? You're just, ikaw lang nakaalam.
You're just gonna keep it to yourself.
Kasi, wala namang mangyayari eh. So,
kahit na, ang baduy. Ikaw lang nakaalam. Di niya nalaman.
Oo nga. Parang ikaw lang na agrabyado.
Saka how do you know na walang mangyayari?
Wala talaga.
How do you know? Wala you talaga. Don't know until you say it.
Nandyan si Catherine. Nandyan si Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Catherine, kunwari, can you say, Chi, kunwari wala na si Catherine, mangyayari. May mangyayari.
Yun lang ang balakin. Yun lang.
Ay, ba't hindi mo pa inatake nung si Anna Ferris pa lang?
Si Anna.
Oo. Oh, para na. Shaky na.
Diba?
Eh, mahirap.
Bagal kayo. See, kung sinabi mo na, edi sana, diba? You never know.
I wanted kasi
love to,
ano.
Love of the life kasi si ano eh, Catherine.
Oo, tapos ano pa siya, pet lover.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a pet lover.
Hindi makiano ka?
Grabe, so parang feeling ko pwede mo masabi na si Chico yung Catherine of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Catherine?
Nakakatawa kami ni Chico. When we're like talking about like individuals that we find appealing. Ito, Chico goes, kasi ganito siya, perfect siya, mahilig sa aso, mahilig sa ganito. Broadcaster, lahat.
Oo, oh, oh, diba? May podcast nga siya. You know what she has? She has a podcast. And then she invites other celebrities to talk about their song.
Oh, that, wow! Naunahan ka niya dun sa concept.
That's your thing. That's your jam.
Diba?
What if invite ka nila to become like a part of their relationship? Parang throuple, ganun.
Perfect.
Oh, gee.
Gee ka na maging throuple.
Oh.
But you're gonna have to...
Me? Siyempre.
Kailangan.
Ready ka ba? Oh,
sige.
G.
Kakayanin.
G.
Sige.
Mm. Tapos, let me see here. And the top, wag na lang siguro, comes from I am Onig and Hayden.
They both say.
I am Onig says, magpunta sa beach, magpupunta ka ba sa beach kung naka-hoodie at payong ka naman the entire time? Wag na lang. Wag ka na mag-beach, di ba?
I'm sorry, pero tuwang-tawa talaga ako. Usually, not Filipinos yung mga ganun, yes. Eh. A lot of them.
I have actually seen a couple na sa tubig sila, naka-hoodie sila in the water at may payong!
Oh my God! No!
I don't understand.
In the water.
Why are you in the beach in the first
water.
Place?
These are the same people na naka-wedge na sapatos sa beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beach.
Oo, yung naka-wedge.
Moment. Alam mo, minsan naisip ko, mas okay na yung wedge kaysa stilettos sa beach.
Grabe naman yung stilettos, ha? Pero
baka talaga.
Na. Diba? I don't know din eh.
No, another one that I cannot stand is there's sometimes I do spinning class and there's this girl who's always there. She's doing spinning as she's spinning. She's going fast. But she also has her pamaypay and she's fanning herself while she's...
Eh, baka kasi gusto
niya
na
ano. Work. I feel like it's extra work pa for her.
Yeah.
Na napapagod siya pamaypay.
What is the purpose? I mean, you're trying to sweat, right? You're trying to lose calories. Why are you trying to make yourself
less? Gusto niya lang mag-sweat sa body. Baka gusto niya yung face niya fresh pa. So,
yung
ano
face niya
fresh. Gusto niya mag-fan.
You can't choose where you sweat. You will sweat everywhere.
You will sweat everywhere.
You can be like, don't sweat on my face, okay?
Or alam mo yung parang, that's why may water. Just drink, diba?
Yeah.
To kind of cool yourself down.
Yeah.
Pero
yeah,
ang
yeah.
weird nung nagpapaypay nga the whole time.
Tapos ano, dami nagsasabi, di ba, kung siya Catherine, ako daw, Makatirin.
Oo, totoo yun.
Yeah,
grabe kasi. Oo, talaga siya, guys.
And then, from Hayden naman, wag na lang siguro, should I ask God for a sign? If the sign will say, I won't get what I want?
Ay,
aray. Di ba, remember, when you ask for a sign, you're like, you should be ready for yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Diba? Sometimes kasi we're thinking, we want a sign that it's a yes. But
mm-hmm.
if the answer is no, ayaw mo naman.
Yeah.
But you have to be prepared for both.
Eh, papano?
Yeah.
Diba?
Wag na lang.
So, there you go. One last batch. Wag na lang siguro. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag wag na lang siguro in all your tweets. So, us here in the booth, we will
hearing?
Play a couple of songs
yes.
and maybe a break, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
Yes, yeah, so don't go anywhere. And if you're not there yet, facebook.com/RX931.
Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
Yay! Let's go.
Ano nangyari? Bakit doble?
Oo. Kailangan ano? Kailangan may take two.
Hindi, para ano? Practice lang yung una.
Oo, dress rehearsal.
And, yun na nga yun. And we are...
Yun na nga yun.
Thanking the talking heads for suggesting it. Let's start off with Haytin. Wag na lang siguro. Should I even go on the weighing scale?
Wag na lang siguro.
Wag na lang siguro.
No! Ay, bakit may echo? May Jericho?
Wala Jericho? Lang. Gusto lang ni Jericho na magparamdam kasi namimiss niya daw tayo.
Di ba nga Jericho's cute?
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. Di ba parang, di ba Marky sometimes like, you know, a lot of people like going on the scale after a workout, but that's not really a good idea because sometimes, you know.
It's water weight.
Yeah, water weight.
The best way to check your weight is once you wake up in the morning.
Oh.
Because you have no food in your body. Well, you don't have a lot of food in your body because you wake up after 8 hours of sleep. And that's also the best time to parang check your ano, body fat index, BMI. Body mass index. So...
Hindi na nga pinansin eh.
Betty Moss.
Shake. Shake. Betty, Betty, Betty.
Betty Moss. Index. Betty Moss.
Hey, how do you know I wasn't talking about my body moss?
your Instagram, Betty.
Betty Moss.
Yes, it's funny because I lost... Okay, RC's asking how many pounds I've lost. How many? Stop it now. I'll get you back.
I give up.
Yes, I've lost an amount. That is good. I have lost 8 kilos. Chico, let's ask you next. How many pounds you've lost or gained?
Ayan na. May retaliation na, guys. Galit na siya.
Let's drink to that. Cheers, friends.
How many pounds you've lost?
How many pounds,
Chico? How many have you lost, Chico?
How many pounds? And
last time I checked, it wasn't just the hingal that I saw. I saw a little bit of a pop.
Sige.
Ayan na, may ano na talaga. Meron ng bala si Marky bigla.
And coming from Puchoy Choy, gagamit pa ba ako ng neutral pronouns kung lagi namang nadudulas ang mga co-host?
Sino nadudulas?
Yes!
Ewan ko naman.
Wala naman nadudulas.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
And I'm not in the mood says, magmamask ka pa ba kung nakalabas din naman ang ilong pag suot mo?
Oh my God. I cannot. Yeah. Me too.
So many people.
With those people,
so many people do that.
Let them know. Yeah.
What can I also say? Ang dami ko rin nakikita na, alam mo yung nakatakip naman yung nose, pero yung the very tip of the nose.
Okay lang yun eh. Iba talaga, nakalabas kasi yung ilong, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang it doesn't make sense
yeah.
for you to wear a mask mm-hmm. if you're... At saka yung, what I guess what ticks me off is, alam mo yung masabi lang na sumunod sila sa mm-hmm. nose. But you completely defeat the person. Like literally, you might as well not have worn a mask.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
If your nose yeah. is showing, right? Also, from Cine Owl, i-accept mo ba yung friend request ni boss kung feeling mo nagsustock lang siya ng mga nagsisinungaling leave?
Ay.
At yung mga nagpo-post sa Facebook during working hours? Especially with...
Kasi feeling ko, pag ganun, feeling ko kasi pag ganun, like, either way, even if it's like a friendly friend request or like a random friend request, diba kasama na yun eh. You know, you're opening up the doors to your life, basically. So if you don't want that, Diba, wag na lang. Kahit pa sabihin natin super friendly niya sa'yo.
Yeah,
kasama na yun.
Pero kamusta naman yung mga nagsisinungaling leave before na mahilig sa ganun? I bet matagal-tagal na kayong hindi nakakapagsinungaling leave.
Oh,
kasi now, kapag you say you're feeling unwell, sobrang, you know.
Oo nga.
Mm-mm.
And you still can. You can work.
Yeah.
Even if you're unwell. I mean,
well, yeah, because kung work from home ka naman, diba?
I'm not in the mood, says. Iimbitahin mo pa ba sa kasal? Kung alam mo namang sa reception lang sila pupunta.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I never got that. Hindi ba parang pag ganun?
Don't they have to go to the wedding first before they go to that?
That's the whole point.
I've also seen, is it normal na some people are just invited at the reception?
Oh.
Is that normal?
No. Well, if the church is too small. Kasi may mga chapels na it can only accommodate up to a certain number of guests. So, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Kunyari, marami kayong invited people. Hindi kasal dun sa chapel.
Yeah.
Pero you book like a big ballroom sa, right, at some hotel. Then, I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
Diba?
From Kulapski, when you're still up late at night and you want to charge your phone, but when you reached for it, nalaglag. So, do you still get it? Wag na lang siguro. Hindi na.
Tapos bigla may humawak sa'yo.
Uy, wag ganun. That's not good. And from Nick Cool, bus ride from Lucena to Cubao, standing room only, on Easter weekend. Never again.
I've done that.
Yikes.
Los Baños to Cubao.
Yikes.
Standing only.
Oh, no.
I think the busiest na experience ko na Holy Week and we went out of town was papuntang Batangas Port.
Okay.
Because we were on the way to
Puerto Galera,
I think, yeah. Mindoro. So, diba kailangan magbabatangas Port ka?
Mm-hmm.
So, grabe. Yung andami talagang tao. That was like, the worst, I would have to say.
I can't imagine standing the entire...
Pero not naman like
was that.
That no.
As it is.
Was that the only way to go to Puerto Galera?
I think so.
Pwedeng Roro, pero I think you're gonna have to pass through
through
Batangas
Roro,
talaga.
Roro.
Whether mag-Roro ka or yeah, ano, diba? Doon talaga yung port.
And the top, wag na lang siguro, comes from Mateo Altenor and Ian Onig.
They both say...
Mateo Altenor says, papatol ka ba sa troll at magsasayang ng good vibes in exchange for online toxicity and stress from a person you don't even know?
Parang
no,
wag na lang.
Diba? Don't even. It's not even.
Why waste your energy doon?
Mean, who are you trying? I mean, who's going to... Like, what's your goal?
Yeah.
Diba, mm-hmm, na papatol ka? And then from I Am Onig, bubuksan mo ba ang mga mata mo kung biglang umiyak yung baby? Eh, wala ka namang anak.
Ba't ganon?
Yeah. Ah, wag na lang
like,
siguro. Wag
I don't
na.
Like. Wag na
so
lang.
What happened yesterday, Hazel, with your, ano, the people walking above your room?
Ay, wala. Walang nag-exercise kahapon. I didn't hear anything.
Ah. Kasi nga kinuwento mo on air, tapos sabi, ay, nahuli.
Let's be more discreet, sabi nila.
Nandun na sila sa may staircase.
Shut up!
Nakasilip sa may staircase.
No, I think kailan ko ba last narinig? Sunday. Maybe because Sunday is like family day. Baka maraming tao dun sa unit on a Sunday. Or nag-exercise sila ng Sunday, ganun. Kasi yesterday wala. I didn't hear much. I didn't hear anything really. But yeah, anyway,
what about us?
Ako meron na. So naubusan ako ng ink. Most of my pens are about to run out of ink. Tapos yung favorite pen ko ubus na. So I really, really wanted to go to Muji in Shangri-La or Greenbelt yesterday.
Okay.
Eh, di ba nga? Hello?
Yeah.
100,000-ish.
Yeah.
And MECQ na ulit. So I was like, wag na lang siguro.
Wag na
tayong umarte sa mga pen natin. Meron namang ma-order sa Shopee. Actually, meron sa Shopee. So, yeah. I plan to just...
Brand?
Muji, yeah.
Same.
Mm-mm. Yep. So, I'll just order.
So, I injured my leg yesterday. I did sprints.
Like, is it serious?
Yeah, I injured my hamstring and my my quad. So now I'm having a problem walking a little bit, and I'm doing yoga later for fitness tips for lazy peeps. So I'm like, wag na lang siguro. I'll just tell my coach to do the yoga part and I'll sit out or maybe do a different workout. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to aggravate it, diba?
Yeah, you don't want to aggravate it.
Contrary to popular belief, yoga is actually very strenuous. As in, like, ang daming resistance na nangyayari. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So, yes, Chico Garcia.
Ayan na naman siya.
Wala na!
Ayan na naman siya!
Okay. Never mind.
Ano?
Focused ako sa eye makeup ko ngayon kaya hindi ako makainis. Gusto mo yung kanina pa ako dito.
Oy, si Mary Alex says, oh, same Muji concern, Hazel. See?
Mm-hmm.
Pag ma-arte ka talaga sa mga pens mo, ako talaga, I'm very specific kasi. Because, you know, yeah.
Ako siguro sa ano, yun nga, yung, because I think I'm still pretty disciplined when it comes to the online shopping apps. If I search specifically something that I already need, I need this. Okay, let me open the app, put search, and then look for what I need, right? But sometimes, I tried it once and I don't think I'll ever do it again. Alam mo yung mindlessly just scrolling?
Oh, yeah.
Like random products.
Alam na alam ko.
Oh my God. Wag na lang siguro. It's dangerous because stuff that you don't need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see stuff and you're like, ay parang maganda to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, why, I will never do that again.
One thing leads to another
And tsaka alam mo ang galing talaga nila how they, you know, how they do the interface in the apps. Because after you're done with, you know, looking at the details for one product, sa baba nun, may mga suggested products na.
Meron.
Diba? Ang galing. Talagang like, they really want you to
find. It's like YouTube, diba? Like before you know it, ba't ako napunta dito sa product na? That's not even what I came here for.
And then like the last, what do you call this? Like the last items you viewed are there.
Yeah.
So parang they take note of your history. So even if you kind of just brush an item aside and try to forget about it, you see it again when you open the app and you're like, oh no, I should buy it or I want to buy it.
Sabi ni Denver, is there a grill in Muji?
Ewan mo, Denver. Kasi hindi naman ako bumibili ng grill, diba? Kasi yung binili ko, metal grid! With a D, hindi grill. Ewan ko sa inyo, hawin ko kayo.
We'll make like ano.
Nakakainis tong mga.
Liempo and bango.
Nakakainis ka.
Ako, may naisip na ako. Hindi, pero ano, Hazel, paggawa ko naman ng rileno, okay lang.
Sige, kung gusto
tapos,
mo talaga.
Tapos, tapin ko na lang. Favorite ko yung rileno eh. Pero may naisip na ako. Kung tatanggalin mo din yung face mask mo to sneeze,
oh my God.
Wag na lang. Muwi ka na lang.
I saw that.
Muwi ka na lang.
I
wag
saw
na lang.
Someone.
Girl, to sneeze or to talk on the phone. Because I saw someone also. Alam mo yung parang nag-phone. Because tinanggal yung mask in public. And I'm like, why do you have to take off your mask when you're hello, nagbo-board nga tayo, naka-mask eh.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Oh
at saka
God.
Ano talaga, I've really seen this. Like, literally, bigla niyang pinull down yung mask to sneeze. And I'm like,
what? I've seen it also.
Isn't this the very point of wearing a mask?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, I cannot.
I can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we shall see you again tomorrow when we're all Timbay.
Oh, yeah. And Riot Wednesday tomorrow. So make sure to catch
us. It's tuloy-tuloy, no? For the rest of MECQ, we're still going to be doing what we used to do.
Yes, we are.
We're going to work. We have Team Bahay and Team Booth Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And we are all Team Bahay on Wednesday.
That's right. So we hope to catch you again tomorrow. Up next, Rico and Carla for All Out. Bye!
Bye. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, the landmark morning radio program on Philippine FM Radio. Winner of multiple KBP Golden Dove Awards for Best Radio Comedy Program. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on Manila's hottest Monster, RX 93.1.